talking.
This is Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with Fritz Meyers.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're here at Etapai. I was just going to say that. We're at Etapai. We start every interview with like 30 short questions for the listeners to get to know you. And the first one is, are you religious?
No. Officially, I'm Roman Catholic, but I'm not practicing, so to say. I'm not visiting church.
What do you like to drink?
Well, the two most bad drinks I drink is coffee and, of course, alcohol, and then that's wine. I'm becoming more and more interested in wine. I'm drinking less and less beer. And then, of course, hardly any soft or lemonades. It's usually then tea and water.
But living in Germany, less and less beer, is that...
Well, German are also great wine lovers, actually. And they have a lot of good wines, red as well as white, especially white. But I was amazed how many good red wines the Germans produce, actually.
Because they're known for their like their sweet Riesling white
yeah,
wines.
Yeah, but they have also real, stronger, tastier red wines. And not all the white wines are that sweet. It's they have also a number of rather dry white wines, so to say. So that's no problem at all. And in general, the Germans are also importing more and more other European wines, actually. They are importing more and more.
A wine that you could recommend to the listeners while listening to your interview?
There's a little vintage called Appelmann. In general, all his wines are rather good. Yeah, that's it.
How do you relax?
Oh, that's difficult. I relax. That's still a little bit of a mystery, actually. I can relax by reading a book. I can even relax working. I can really enjoy scenery. So in principle, I love landscapes. So I can simply, enjoy the view. It makes me very, very quiet. That view could be real. It could be a drawing or a painting. I'm very interested in graphical things and how we can fool our brain, so to say. Anything that interests me and makes me, in a way, also relax. And on the other side, it's also tension. But I do not relax going to, sunny beach, laying underneath of palms and drinking cocktails all the time.
Tequila sunrise.
I think that's boring.
Do you have rituals?
Rituals. Depends what a ritual actually is. Well, the early cup of coffee in the morning is maybe a ritual.
But in your work, do you have rituals in your work?
No, not that I that many.
You won't go into the studio every morning with the right foot first and then.
No, I don't have that. No. There is not a very fixed scheme in my daily life, and I don't know even if that's good because sometimes things are quite a little bit chaotic or messy. Too much little things to do after each other, and at the moment I'm leading a kind of life where. The last few years, actually, where it's very rare that I could simply sit behind my computer, for instance, or behind a piece of paper and work for, say, 3 to 4 hours at a stretch on the same item. That hardly happens because there's phones ringing, there's little obligations to do, there's always some appointments to attend or to emails to answer, I'm trying to change that. I want back to the to bigger pieces of time to be able to concentrate deeper level actually.
How many
the time?
Okay. How many illegal fonts do you have?
Well, I guess a lot. It comes with the job, of course. Even if you don't want to have them, they people send them to me and say, "I can. Do you know where I can buy this? Or do you have similar, like something similar like that?"
Oh, and then you keep them but never delete them.
Well, basically, I often delete them because I have no interest in that. I was always also active as a graphic designer, and I bought a lot of typefaces. But the practice in general is that graphic designers have, in general, typefaces which they didn't buy. Then they start to use and play around with them, and if they use them for a real commercial commission, or they like them really, then they often buy that. That's basically the reality of things, I guess. And, well, I think it would be fair to say that no professional escapes from that. Yeah. And in principle, it doesn't matter even. If somebody would stack his computer with all legal typefaces, it's just eating space, I mean.
Is there a dish that you really like?
Well, at the moment, it's in Antwerp. It's again the time of mussels with French fries. Yeah. They can be very nice. Pheasant, I like pheasant. When it comes down to fish, it's the good old salmon, I have to say, which can be prepared in various ways. Trout.
Do you cook yourself?
Yeah. I used to do that a lot, but at the moment, my wife Corina is more the chief in the kitchen, so to say. Well, it's one of those hobbies which, you know, you have to reorganize your life a little bit to give you enough space for cooking, because cooking is, of course, fun. And but it also needs some time, yeah.
Have you been ripped off?
Oh, I guess so.
Have you taken action against it?
Until now, no.
And have you cheated?
No. And cheating using somebody else's outlines?
No. Well, no. Yes, stolen some of the other kids. Toys
never,
when
never.
You were at school, or I don't
never,
know.
Never. No, I don't need that. I mean, there's too much of my own stuff, which is, no.
At school, somebody's in an exam?
No. Until now, no.
You're the first person that hasn't cheated on type radio. No.
No, I have to say, I've never borrowed really students' ideas or somebody else's ideas.
No, when you were at school, when you were little.
Oh, cheated at little. Okay, as a student myself, of course, yes.
There's that monkey.
I did cheat. Yes, you know, with exams, trying, what's the answer? See if my neighbor knows it. Yeah.
You didn't have any secret tricks, like three knocks is A.
No, I was not that sophisticated, no.
You write it like very small on the back of your calculator.
No, I didn't have that tricks, you know, that's what would take too much trouble.
What's your favorite book?
Painting as a Pastime, maybe, of Winston Churchill. There are many favorite books. I mean, there's so much interesting stuff to read. Some things that Gill wrote can be very strong, but it's still worthwhile to read. Hard to say. I have to admit that when it comes down to literature, I the last few years, I do not read that much.
And why do you mention the Winston Churchill book first? I mean, why is that something that pops in your mind?
Well, because, yeah, I don't know why it pops into my mind. Because maybe it was, you were asking about hobbies, related kind of thing. What do you, what makes you relax and stuff like that. And I have to admit, at a certain time, I had trouble with simply relaxing. Too much things going on in your head. And then I read Winston Churchill's painting as a pastime, and which I think it's a very good book for people who have that problem. He advocates the use of a hobby and how to being able to do that, actually, to force yourself also into that position that you really need. He talks about that, how sharp your mind can be at a certain moment. It's less efficient because it's some tracks are simply worn out and they have to be refreshed, and hobbies are very good for that. So I liked the way he wrote about that, and it's also a nice little book. You can read it. Actually, it's no book then. It's more of a kind of story. So an hour and it's done. And
do you have a hero?
Professionally?
Also, I mean, however you define.
Oh, yeah. I think real heroes are must be a lot, and often the people are not that known. Heroism is, of course, a matter of doing deeds which take up a lot of courage, or sacrificing for a bigger cause, a bigger than your own personality. And so heroes are heroic deeds are in every field, everywhere, every moment at the whole world. So
is there a person though that you admire the most?
Then you have to specify the subject, because there's too many. It's not that way that I say, this is my hero. No. That person is my hero, because that's too limited. The world is wider than just the action of one person. So I don't have a personal hero. You have maybe people you sympathize with, but heroes is a big word.
Too big a word.
Probably. Yeah. So you have to specify then really the subject.
And what's your professional
hero?
Typographer. Yeah.
Well, I have to
hero.
Say, I admire, or I have awfully lots. Respect for Frutiger, Matthew Carter. I think these are the two most important heroes. Frutiger, because I think he personalizes the role of type designer, what a type designer could be. In the 20th century and in the even nowadays, in the best way. He's a very talented man with a big oeuvre. Matthew Carter is in a way similar. But somehow I think I sympathize more for Frutiger. Mm. But of course, this isn't... These are, I think, according to me, at the moment, the two most important people in the field. Yeah.
Okay.
When you look over a longer term. Mm-hmm.